in Congressional District 2, the Democratic race drew attention in part because the two men in the race are already in public office. Democratic State Representative Matt Hines ran against newly elected Congressman Ron Barber. Barber beat Hines in the Democratic primary with more than 80% of the vote. After he lost, Hines didn't immediately throw his support behind Barber. In fact, he criticized Barber's lack of experience. Hines says his 4 years in the Arizona legislature have prepared him for the job better than Barber's work as a congressional staffer and his 2 months in office so far.
You really need the experience writing bills, passing bills, working with staff. And that's really, it's that kind of experience. Legislating is a very messy, complicated process, and the reason voters send us to do it is because it takes some time to figure out. We really have to send the best prepared, experienced advocates to DC who really understand how things work and how best to accomplish things and solve problems.
Because he ran for Congress, Hines is not up for re-election in the State House of Representatives this year. He says he will run for public office again, and he learned some valuable lessons about campaigning during this race. In Barber's victory speech, he welcomed Hines supporters to join him in the next part of the campaign. Barber says the November general election is a defining moment for the Democratic Party. He says his positions are best for the middle class.
I really feel strongly that we have to do everything within our power to give support to American middle class, to American seniors, to students, because they have been threatened and will be threatened more by the policies that my opponent supports.
Barber's opponent is now Republican Martha McSally. She's a retired Air Force colonel, and she beat Republican Mark Koskinimi with more than 80% of the vote, a similar margin to Barber's victory. Barber says he will continue to focus on the job he's already elected to do, serve his constituents in the congressional district. McSally also says her campaign style won't differ much as she turns to focus on the general election.
And so we're going to continue to present myself and my background, my credentials, and my view on the complex issues that are facing our nation to all the voters. So not much is going to change as far as my profile and my message that I'm presenting. It's just different people get to vote in the next election.
The McSally-Barber matchup in November is just one of the congressional contests in the southern part of Arizona. Christopher Conover has an update on the other races.
In the race for Congressional District 3, Congressman Raul Grijalva faced two Democratic challengers, former state lawmaker Amanda Aguirre and Tucson Dr. Manny Arreguin. He easily beat both of his opponents, and at a Democratic victory party, an unapologetic Grijalva laid out his plan for the remaining 2 months of the campaign season.
As a candidate for United States Congress, I promise you, I will not run away from President Obama when this election hits. I will not pretend I never voted for health care reform. I voted for it. I support it. I think it's important for the American people. I will not run away from saying that there is economic fairness that has to be part of the equation on how this country gets itself out of the recession that it's in.
But in the Congressional District 3 race, it was not Grijalva's victory that was garnering national attention on Election Day. Instead, Republican Gabrielle Saucedo Mercer found herself at the center of a brewing storm when a video taped months ago by a conservative blogger surfaced on the internet. While talking about the border, Mercer begins discussing foreign nationals other than Mexicans who are illegally crossing, including what she calls Middle Easterners.
A lot of them, they look Mexican, or they look, you know, like a lot of people in South America, dark skin, and they mix. They mix in, and those people, their only goal in life is to cause harm to the United States. So why do we want him here? Either legally or illegally.
Hours after the video came into the national eye, Mercer was playing defense while attacking her general election opponent, Grijalva.
This is election night. I haven't even won my election, my primary. When he puts out that kind of stuff, that tells you about the character of the person. I mean, they took a bunch of interviews and spliced it and make it look out of context, and he's calling me a racist? Come on. Who's the racist? He's the one that has been advocating for La Raza studies. La Raza means the race. He's the one that is attached to Mecha, and he calls himself a Chicano. Who's the racist here? This is just makes me very upset when I saw that. I go, can you wait until you're against me, Grijalva?
Southern Arizona voters also chimed in primaries for Congressional District 1. There, Republican frontrunner Jonathan Payton easily won, as did Democratic frontrunner Ann Kirkpatrick. They now face each other in November. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.